Well, thank you very much. It's great to see you all here this evening, and it's great to be with Betty, and she didn't have to give me an assist tonight as I walked onto the stage like I did last night. How many of you were there last night at the Verizon? What a great night for us in New Hampshire. It was fantastic. And, you know, it was not about 6 or 7 weeks ago that we all had a little party. And we had a little party in Concord. It was a primary night. And I remember saying to you, be ready because the attacks will come. Personal attacks distorting my record. And sure enough, they did, the very next day. And yet you stood right with me every step of the way. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for being with me. Thank you. And thank you to the 700-plus women for Ovid. What a great group we had of women around New Hampshire. And to the Conway Daily Sun, Foster's Democrat, and the Eagle Tribune, the Union Leader, wonderful organizations like the National Federation of Independent Businesses, the ABC, and men and women across the state standing up with me and Betty as we went through this general election campaign. And so tonight it looks like, although the numbers have not all been counted, and the voting went late tonight in New Hampshire, we take our voting seriously, it looks like tonight is not going to be our night based on the numbers that we're seeing right now. And I'm disappointed in that, obviously. I'm disappointed in the way this night ended after weeks of those negative attack ads distorting you and me. Because it wasn't just a negative attack against me. It was a negative attack against our entire team, which includes you. New Hampshire's a better state than that. And New Hampshire needs to be a better state than that going forward. And I'm going to work with you. I'm going to continue to work with you in civic and charitable work of our state. Working with the businesses of our state. Because, you know, in the end, we all know it's not government that makes New Hampshire great. It's the people of New Hampshire that makes New Hampshire great, and the institutions of our state. My biggest regret about tonight is that the people of New Hampshire will not have the opportunity to enjoy a first lady of a first class like Betty LaMontagne. She is the best. She is the best. We're going to have time over the next few days and weeks to reconnect and retransition into private life. And we're going to continue to enjoy the wonderful relationships we created in this campaign. And those of you that have been with us all along, we want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts. I spoke with Maggie Hassan a few minutes ago, wished her well. And we're going to continue to work to make sure that New Hampshire is a better state and always the best state for our children and young people. So I wish you all well, and I wish the people of New Hampshire well in this critical time in our state's history. And I love you too. Thank you. And let's go on. And let's go on to work together to make New Hampshire the best state to do business, the best state to raise a family, and the best state to live free or die. God bless you. God bless America. God bless the great state of New Hampshire. Thank you very much. Thank you.